Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we come to you every week at this time to talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. And we hope you'll join us this morning. Why don't you run the show this morning? I had a long week. So you guys go ahead and call, bring up a topic, chat about it. I'll sit here and go, okay, yep, sure. Or ask a simple, easy question today that I can answer. You know, don't make it too tough on me. No, I'm just kidding. You are running the show today, folks. Your topics are what we're going to talk about. I've got a couple of things, but nothing extremely exciting other than the fact that, well, General Assembly's in session. That's always exciting. But, you know, let's talk about what you want to talk about. Why not? Paul Piavas, last week's guest, threatened to call in again this week to give us an update on some of the fishing spots. So we may be hearing from Paul. We didn't touch base, so I'm not. There's no guarantee. However, I did go to the Great American Outdoor Show last Sunday, and on the final day, and I was pleasantly surprised and pleased to see all the firearms manufacturers back in the building. For many years, the firearms manufacturers did not attend the Eastern Outdoor Sports Show. They had a little bit of an elite attitude at one time that said, we can't sell anything here. Why should we spend our time and our money and our effort to be here? Well, they may have had a point when things were just bumping and, you know, rolling along, and this before the current threats to our Second Amendment rights came up in the last decade or so. But they were all there in force, all the major and some of the minor manufacturers, and it was pleasant to see them there. So, visited with a number of folks that I knew, some folks from Maryland, met some new folks, and I think we had a good time. I know we had a good time at the show. We went up to the East Mall and caught the bus and went over to the Guides and Outfitters Hall, walked in, walked through the show, saw some taxidermists, saw some guides and outfitters, saw some manufacturers, went through the gun hall, went through the archery hall, went through the fishing hall, and we all in all had a good time. But it was the final day. It wasn't very crowded. As crowded as I thought it might be. However, I spoke to some folks at the National Rifle Association who own the show, and they were extremely pleased with the turnout. They were very excited about the event, and they were thrilled that the folks were there during the week. And, you know, they kind of anticipated that Sunday, the final day, would be the way it was with snow in the forecast and so forth. So they had a couple snow days. They had a couple down days, but they had some just magnificent days. So, all in all, let's call it a success and look forward to next year. Tuesday, Monday, the Maryland Hunting Quarterly hit the street. It's out in limited locations, some on the Upper Eastern Shore, some here in Baltimore, some out along Liberty Road, and some in southern Maryland. But if you attend the Pasadena Sport Fishing Show today, you may be able to pick one up there. I did drop some off with a number of the vendors that are advertisers. So we're pleased with our once-a-year fishing outlook. It's a 32-page section in the center of the book. So we got a 64-page magazine plus the covers, 68 pages altogether, and 32 hunting and 32 fishing, which I'm pleased with. So if you got a little cabin fever, try to pick up a copy of that. Now, the online version at MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com has not launched yet. A couple of reasons. Our web guy was out of power to get the PDF version ready. That took a little time and effort. And to get the links to all our advertisers together, that also took a little time. Quite frankly, we went to press last Sunday and got the magazines back on Monday, which pleasantly pleased me, but I wasn't ready. You know, I seriously wasn't ready. I went to the show Sunday, a day I would normally have done, you know, like the invoicing and things like that, and I didn't do it. So here's a storage unit full of magazines, and, well, But we're getting them out there. We'll be done by the end of this coming week, so you'll be able to find them. The online version should be up and running tomorrow. So if you want to see the winter issue, you know, you can check that out, MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. We actually had one of our great advertisers, Hudson Marine, on Kent Island, Don and Robert Hudson, who also own Turn Me Loose Charters, by the way, if you want a nice trip for on the bay or on off Ocean City. The Hudsons liked us on Facebook and suggested that their friends like us. And they must have a lot of friends because we got about 40 new likes one day last week. So you can all, you too can like us on Facebook. That's MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com, or Maryland Hunting Quarterly Facebook. That's Maryland Loves Crabs Facebook. The Outdoorsman Radio Show Facebook. You're certainly welcome to, you know, like all that stuff. And our social media coordinator, Laura Rigsby, is the one who handles all that stuff. So thank you very much to Donna Fisher, our creative director, who worked seriously, tirelessly for many, 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 many hours up straight without sleep to get the Maryland Hunting Quarterly to press. We did get it to press and we got it back, and the folks that I've presented it to are pleased. So, you know, the fishing outlook is, as I said, 32 pages, great information on all aspects of fishing in Maryland. Now, let's talk about fishing in Maryland. I don't know how many of you have folks who come in from out of state to go fishing. But our General Assembly, Delegate Lafferty, in his wisdom, introduced a bill entitled Non-Resident Recreational Fishing and Crabbing Licenses Oyster Restoration Surcharge, authorizing the Department of Natural Resources to require a non-resident to pay a surcharge in addition to any license fees imposed under specified laws and regulations for specified recreational fishing and crabbing licenses, requiring the department to establish the amount of the surcharge by regulation, requiring all surcharges collected under the Act to be credited to the Fisheries Research and Development Fund and used only for oyster restoration activities, etc. So what they want to do basically is add a fee to a non-resident fishing license. It doesn't matter if you're coming to Deep Creek for a three-day, you know, weekend and you're going to fish for yellow perch and walleye and maybe throw a bobber off the dock in front of the rental. No. You are going to pay, if you're a non-resident, you're going to pay for oyster restoration. Yeah, it doesn't matter if you're coming down for a week during the striped bass season, the trophy season, or weekend, and you want to go out on a private boat or go crabbing. No. Pay the fee so we can restore our oysters. How you like that? How you like that deal? Well, that's just one. That's just one in General Assembly. You got to love them, you know? There's another bill that says, hey, why don't we let the watermen dredge above the Bay Bridge and above the Kent Narrows Bridge where there's no oyster recruitment anyway? But there are no oysters there. Delegate, Senator, we don't have any oysters to dig. They all die. We have no recruitment. We'd like to save what tiny amount there is left on the oyster bars. Well, if there's no oysters anyway, what harm does it do to allow the watermen to go up there with power dredges and try to catch some oysters? How do you like that for a question from one of our members, illustrious members of our General Assembly? That is the question that was actually asked in a hearing. Well, if there's none there, what harm would it do? How about this? There's a number of bills in the General Assembly introduced by county delegations to increase Sunday hunting opportunities, to increase muzzleloading seasons, to establish a fall turkey season in Anne Arundel County. There's a number of pro-hunting bills. You know how many hunters have actually shown up at the hearings? That many. Yes. Zero. Zip. Nada. You want to establish turkey hunting in Anne Arundel County, home of the Central Maryland chapter of the Wild Turkey Federation, wouldn't you think that somebody from the Federation would show up and say, I'm a member of the Central Maryland National Wild Turkey Federation, and our goal is the conservation of wild turkeys. And we are in support of this bill, or whatever, but at least show up. Nope. Not one sportsman has testified on one hunting bill. Sunday hunting, baiting, do away with it. Let's do away with it. Oh, did you hear about that one? You didn't hear about that one? Oh, yeah. How about this one? HB 0860, House Bill 0860. Delegate Frazier and Hidalgo, Aurora, Barkley, Carr, Holmes, Kaiser, Kramer, Ludicky, A. Miller, and Valderrama prohibiting a person from using food, salt, or other mineral-based attractants for the purpose of tracking deer except under specified circumstances. Authorizing a person to use food, salt, or other mineral-based attractants to attract deer for the purpose of lawful hunting activities or specified population control activities, and providing a fine of up to $500 for the violation of the act. What about that one? Hello? Hello? Deer harvest was up. Brian, didn't the announcer give the phone number there at the beginning of the show? Did he? You think the people are really that enthralled with what I have to say? Give it again, perhaps? All right. How about this? 410-922-6680. Now, for those of you used to using the alphabet to make your phone calls, it's WCBM. That's not two U's. That's the letter W. I'll say it real fast so you know which letter it is or which number it is. WCBM 680. That's our location on the dial and our call letters. That's also our phone number, 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. So, nobody has relatives out of state that come in here for fishing season. So, why do we care? Why do we care if our General Assembly is putting in bills for Sunday hunting or for additional recreational opportunities? Why do we care if our General Assembly has bills in front of them that want to prohibit baiting? Why do we care if the watermen are going to dredge oyster bars above the Bay Bridge? We don't, apparently. Let somebody else do the heavy lifting. Somebody else ought to take a look at that. It is time for the Maryland Fishing Challenge, however. You could win great prizes, like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. New this year is an invasive species award for those catching blue catfish, flathead catfish, and northern snakeheads. Now, you can check out the Maryland Youth Fishing Club and the Youth Angler's Log to learn how your youngster can win a guided fishing trip. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab, certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater. tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. So stop by your local fishing citation center, check out the fishing rule book, comes with your license, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov, G-O-V, for all the details in the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Award Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
You're on the most powerful names in talk. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
So Jerry for you.
Yes!
Yeah!
Here comes Amos!
Here comes!
Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for a living. It just knock him in the head with a stomp.
What if he knew Troy Landry?
Down the law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy.
I heard he dated Liz Cavalier.
Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp.
Tough way to grow up. Gunther and Towson, how are you, buddy?
Oh, very nice.
What's up?
I always still enjoy your show. I don't call very often.
Oh, I wish you would, though. I always enjoy speaking with you.
I'd like to hear hunting stories and what you have to say. So,
okay.
But I really enjoy the show.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Are you a hunter or a fisherman, Gunther?
No, I'm not.
No? You just like to hear about it, huh?
If I had grown up around here, I probably would have been.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm a little bit too old to start that stuff. Not just because of the hunting, but all these regulations you have, Mark.
Really? No kidding. Yeah, yeah, you're right. Well, we had
the one you just brought there. You said nobody showed up to complain about that, though.
Not yet. Not yet. We had a stakeholders meeting on Tuesday. There were about 25 people in the room that dealt with the new concepts for the regulations coming up. There was some interesting conversation, but most people came to a consensus on some of those things, and we've shared those on the air here. So, you know, we're moving ahead.
Well, I want to give somebody else a chance. I'll still enjoy your show, that's all.
All right. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All righty. Bye-bye. There goes Gunther from Towson. Chris, good morning. Chris, how are you, buddy?
Hey, not too bad.
What's up?
We're talking about fish license and stuff, and I'm a resident of Maryland, and I got family in Delaware, and I spent a lot of time over at the shore of Delaware.
Yeah.
And last year, I spent over $40 for a Maryland resident license to be saltwater, freshwater, and traffic.
Yeah, join the club. So what? Yeah.
I go to Delaware as a non-resident, $22.
Yeah.
Everything.
Is that for the season?
For the whole season.
Yeah. Well, good. So hey, if they can get by on it, that's great. How big's Delaware again compared to Maryland?
That's not very big, but the fact is it costs less to play there than it does here.
Hmm. Yeah, well, Apparently, it costs less to live there, too. I heard about 3,000 millionaires have moved out of Maryland because of our restrictive policies here as far as taxes are concerned. And I talked to a friend of mine who's a home builder yesterday.
Right.
Under the O'Malley administration, the cost of a new home from last year till this year, with some of the requirements that the General Assembly requires, adds about $21,000 or $22,000 to the cost of a new home.
Yeah,
same house, you know, in Northern Virginia, winds up costing about $50,000 less.
Oh, heck.
Yeah, so, you know.
I love the show, and I try to listen as much as I can, and that's all I had to say.
Did you get your license yet for this year, Chris?
Not this year, not yet.
Are you going to go?
Yeah, this year I'm trying to get the beach license plate for Drive Down the Beach.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, that's my goal.
Yeah, now, is the Astigue Mobile Sport Fishermen's Association still going on over there?
I'm not sure. I haven't looked into that.
Yeah, you ought to, because they're a good group and a lot of good information there. At least they used to be. Let's put it that way. I mean, they're the ones you can get a license plate and join the organization, and it does help you with beach access over there.
Awesome.
Astigue Mobile Sport Fishing Association, AMSA.
Excellent.
All right.
I got it.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. 410, it'll be CBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. 1-800-WCBM-680. If you're outside the local Baltimore area and would like to call toll-free, you can do so. Maryland hunters harvested 95,863 deer, reported that many, during the archery, muzzleloader, and firearm season combined. The harvest shows a 10% increase over last year's total of 87,541. Biologists attribute the higher number to multiple factors, more hunters participating in better hunting conditions, with deer activity searching for acorns that were scarce in most locations. Our deer harvest rebounded to levels closer to what they were before last year's significant decline, said Brian Eiler, Maryland Department of Natural Resources Deer Project Leader. I believe we had more hunters in the woods this year, and hunting conditions were better than last year. Oh, on Wednesday, it was so cute. On Wednesday was a stakeholder meeting. Tuesday, I was on the road. On Tuesday, it was so cute. I get this phone number, 202 area code. And a little reporterette with some media group called and wanted to talk to me about deer hunting. She had seen the Maryland Hunting Quarterly online, and she called, and she wanted to interview me. So she wanted to find out about the deer harvest and what I thought. So we shared a little bit, and the conversation lasted quite a bit longer than I thought it was going to, because I started talking about things like hunter access, relationships with farmers, a whole bunch of stuff. On and on I went. I don't know how much of it's going to be in print, if any. As usual, you spend a half hour with a reporter and you get one sentence. But that's okay. I don't care. So I invited her to go hunting. This little girl's out of Washington.
Oh, I couldn't do that.
Why? I'd love to take you deer hunting, show you what it's all about.
Well, I'm a vegetarian and I grew up in California.
And you're writing about deer hunting.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, I'd love to get you more involved if you'd like to consider that.
Okay. Well, have a good day.
A vegetarian. I said, seriously, what's more organic or natural than, the harvest of a white-tailed deer? I said, there's no artificial ingredients. I said, it's all, it's a wild animal. It's not being fed any chemicals or steroids or, supplements or anything like that. I said, it's all organic.
I guess it is.
All right. Anyway. In 2013, 2014, 30,998, almost 31,000 antlered deer, bucks, 62,164 antlerless. Looks like a 2-to-1 ratio, 1,116 antlered and 1,585 antlerless sick of deer, 2,700 animals altogether there, it looks like. The harvest in Deer Management Region A, and which is Garrett, Allegheny, and Western Washington counties, increased 6%. Deer hunters in Region B harvested 86,687 deer, up 10% from last year. So, hunters harvested 6,579 deer on the Sundays open for deer hunting. Archery hunters harvested 1,214 deer on Sundays. Firearms hunters reported 5,352. 13 deer were harvested with muzzleloaders for the first time in Carroll County on Sunday. Frederick County led the harvest totals with 8,040 deer, followed by Washington County with 6,376, and Baltimore County with 6,336 deer. Carroll and Montgomery counties rounded out the top five with 5,915 and 5,889, respectively. If you would like to find out the total of your county, there is one thing I will note. Charles County, up 25%. Prince George's County, up 27%. St. Mary's County, up 34%. Calvert County, up 40.4%. And Anne Arundel County, up 25.6%. The harvest in southern Maryland was spectacular this year. We're not sure if it's because of more hunter participation, but the harvest in those southern counties last year was abysmal. Seriously abysmal. So it's good to see southern Maryland making a comeback with an overall uptick of at least 25% in each of the five counties. We're at 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, 410-WCBM-680. We'd love to hear from you if you have any comments on anything I've said or anything you'd like to talk about. You've got to have a little cabin fever with all this miserable, miserable weather we had this week. You've got to have something you'd like to talk about. It's got to be driving you crazy not to be out there. But, hey, that's you. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Time for me to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. I was in there the other day. Those folks are so happy that fishing season is here. They've got the fishing hotline up and running. And that phone number is 410-247-FISH. That's 410-247-FISH. And their sale starts on February 28th. Now, what's important about that sale? Well, let me tell you what's coming up. They will have premium monofilament line on sale for half price. While you're sitting at home, you get your reels out, and you look at them, and you go, you know, I haven't changed line for 2 or 3 years on this thing. And you strip all the line off. Strip all the line off your old spools. You take your spools in and tell them, fill them up. And they'll sell you line for half price. If it's 3 cents a yard, you get it for a penny and a half. If it's 4 cents, you get it for two. If it's two, you get it for one. You got that half price. 10 reel specials. Saltwater Sargus spinning reels by Penn. Start at $49.95. Sargus. GT330s, which they've discontinued, $89.95. You can buy a trolling combo, a rod with a roller tip, a reel filled with line, $79.95 and up. They sell Shakespeare. They sell Pfluger. All ugly stick rods are on sale. They invite you to check out their invitation to St. Croix fishing rods. And then, of course, everything else you need for fishing. All the trolling tackle. All the panfish stuff. Live bait. Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. 242-6108. ClydeSports.com.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bed liners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bed liner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bed liner. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W.
This is Mark Levin inviting you to join me every weeknight from 7 to 9 with the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
On the bank of the river stood running bare, young Indian brave. On the other side of the river stood his lovely Indian maid, little white dove. Was of her name such a lovely sight to see? But their tribes fought with each other, so their love could never be. Running Bear, love little white dove, with a love big as the sky. Running Bear, love little white dove, with a love.
All right. That's our tribute to the Redskins. Or not. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922. Maybe it was the Potomac River. It could have been. Maybe Running Bear was in FedEx Stadium and looked across the river. And all right, here's a question for you. There's at least 8 or 9 people out there listening. So I have to have an answer, and I'd like to get your opinion. Why, when we have an issue in our General Assembly, do the sportsmen and women of Maryland not stand up? Now, the gun issue, insane, crazy. But fishing and hunting, nobody cares. Seems to be nobody cares, in my opinion. Now, I was told at the stakeholders meeting that last year, or 2 years ago, when the concepts were put online, that they had over 1,000 comments from interested people online. There are various websites that have these, I don't know what they call them, conversations or pages. What do they call those pages where you go on and everybody goes back and forth? Format you know, I can't, I don't even, I don't visit them, so I don't know. What do they call them? No, kind of a, like a message board, but more like a, what's the word? Anyway, forum, a forum, that's the word. And, you know, people get on there, and it's the same five people that go back and forth, and there's cut and pasted information, and then everybody weighs in. But nobody goes to the General Assembly where all this, all these decisions are made. And having been in the involved in that process for a number of years, and investing a lot of time and heartache in the last two in particular, and talking about it here, and writing about it, and, you know, expounding on it, and talking to people, this year I've, quite frankly, backed off a little bit. I'm not your guy to go down and speak for sportsmen. Never been really asked to be, especially by you folks, the listeners. But there are organizations, there are conservation groups out there, there are people who are stakeholders, there are people who represent organizations who should be in the General Assembly, in those hearings, in those, and in front of those committees. My question to you is, why don't we participate? Why? Why don't we testify? 410-922-6680 is the phone number. That's the question. Why don't sportsmen stand up for themselves in the General Assembly in Annapolis? 1-800-922-6680. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. I'm not a hunter. I'm like the other guy. I'm not a hunter, but I listen to you when I'm up this time.
Okay.
And the reason nobody participates is it's a total waste of time.
Really? Do you think it's a waste of time?
Because these people, our association, and I don't want to say who it is because it's the construction industry.
Oh, you guys! Did you hear me mention earlier? I have a friend who's a home builder.
That's what got me to call in.
Yeah,
never called you before. But
sprinkler systems, ventilation system, all the different things that have passed add $21,000-$22,000 to the price of a new home.
Absolutely, just like with you guys, and so
environmental.
All they were able to do, and thank God that they're there, was put it off. But these people are so insistent upon getting their fees, getting their fines, changing the regulations to the detriment of everybody.
To what end?
Huh?
To what end?
It's to what end? Exactly.
To what end? I mean, you know, they want to increase fees and taxes, but because they increase fees and taxes, they drive people out of the state. How many? 30-some thousand Marylanders have left? 3,000 millionaires have taken their fortunes and their businesses out of state in the last...
You got it. I totally... And so it's like everybody is just totally getting frustrated. And, you know...
I mean, look at Beretta. We talked last week about those folks moving their... They're building a new plant in Tennessee. How long do you think they're going to have a split group between Tennessee and Maryland? How long do you think it's going to take for Beretta to say, you know, we finally had enough. We have that new facility down in Tennessee. It's actually bigger than what we need. So, you know, see you, Maryland. What do you think? Hey, you know, Charles County, it's been nice. Thank you very much for the 300 and some jobs and the families that we supported, but we can't live here anymore.
Well,
how long do you think that's going to be?
Not long. But I hate to say it, but the majority wants it that way. So you know what? Let them have it.
Let them have it. I guess that's the mentality, and that's hard to deal with.
It is.
So if you want to buy a new home in Maryland rather than Pennsylvania or Virginia, it's going to cost you an additional $50,000.
Yeah. Sure.
Well, same house. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. All right, man. Just like I am, and so it's just, you know. To make a living,
yep,
here, you know, you just have to deal with the and raise your rates accordingly.
Absolutely. All right, Bob. Thank you very much.
See ya.
Gotta go. Have a good. Whoops. There he goes. All right. Let's talk to. There's Philip in Pittsburgh, and then we got Wesley in Westminster and Larry in Sprouse Point. Good morning, Philip. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Fighting snowflakes out here.
Are you in Pittsburgh physically now?
Well, I'm going around Pittsburgh on the Pennsylvania Turnpike.
And how are you listening to me?
I am listening on my WCBM
app. Beautiful. Beautiful. So tell me, Philip, about political participation. Did we lose Philip? We lost Philip. Okay. Well, that was nice to get a call from Pittsburgh. Let's talk to Wesley in Westminster. Good morning, Wes. How are you?
Good morning. Oh, let's see. Let me just jump on the other guy's conversation you just had a minute ago.
Yeah.
Just wait till we may very well have a president of the United States from our governor here in Maryland. So, yeah, we could have these kind of changes happening nationwide.
No, wait a minute. Say that again.
We could very well have the next president of our country from our governor.
Are you saying that Martin O'Malley, if he runs for president, could win?
I said possibly. I am not trying to predict anything, but I do understand he very well may run.
Well, he may run, but you know he can't hide.
Yeah, he could do for our nation what he's done for our state.
That'd be wonderful, wouldn't it? That'd be
so then
great.
Where would we go?
Well, you know, we're already down that path. I mean, those two are comrades in arms.
Indeed.
All right. Appreciate.
But anyway, on to the why more people don't go to the congressional hearings or to participate. I think we feel like we're going to be put on the spot, and if you don't have all of your ducks in a row, you don't have everything lined up, that you're going to be made a fool of, and you know,
really,
and look like the typical media presentation of the hunter, you know, just
really,
the, you know, another idiot.
Hmm. So it's the embarrassment factor.
I believe so.
Okay.
And what good are you really going to do? They're not listening.
Well, I disagree. You see, I do. I have been involved in some of these things, and you know, here's the whole scenario, Wesley. Let's just stay tuned. I'll talk more about this, but let me go to Larry over here in Sparrows Point. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Wesley. Thanks. Just stay listening, Larry. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? What's up?
Not too bad. Hey, I agree with your first caller when he was talking about why the hunters don't stand up for themselves. From what I've noticed over the long period of time that I've been a hunter, they overrun, and just no matter what you get into with these politicians and stuff, they just do what they want to do, you know, and it's just like my raid back in December. I mean, what purpose did that solve? Nothing. I mean,
right.
They come in, beat me all up. It took two.
Yeah, Larry, you went through this last week. I understand the situation.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
What I'm trying to say is that's why people don't stand up for themselves. It's issues like that going on. So I kind of don't blame them for people moving out of state. Like my buddy lives out of state. Now, when I call him this morning and he finds out he's going to have to pay this fee on oysters.
No, I didn't say he had to pay a fee. I said there is a bill to surcharge out-of-state anglers for oyster restoration here in Maryland.
If there's a bill, it'll get passed.
Well, not necessarily. All right.
I'd put my life on it. It's going to get passed. Watch.
I wouldn't put my life on it, that's for sure.
Well, so. they're definitely going to pass it, I guarantee you, because it's money. It's money. So that's the only thing they're looking for out of people is their money.
Okay. Larry, I appreciate the call. Thank you. There we go. Max in Finksburg. Good morning, Max. Yes, sir.
Hey, Alan, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Trying to stay warm like everybody else.
I hear you.
Let me talk about sports and participation in the political process.
Yeah.
It's just like in national politics, they talk about the silent majority as far as
right.
the citizenry out there. Well, sportsmen, like we're the silent minority.
You know, well, that's true.
And I've been a member of the NRA for 40 couple years, and I've belonged to Ducks Unlimited and whatnot. But as far
there's nobody from Ducks Unlimited at the stakeholders meeting either. The invited guests. There was nobody from the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation at the stakeholders meeting for the regulations for hunting season.
Yeah,
you know,
and I don't doubt that. But I mean, I don't go down there. I mean, but I feel like. Politicians, you know, I think a lot of people feel like the politicians, they're going to do what they want to do, and that's the way it is. I feel like people, a lot of people probably feel like they'd be beating their head against the wall.
All right. Thanks, Max.
Okay.
See you. Bye-bye. Vince in Rock Hall. Good morning, Vince. How are you?
Boy, I blew that one. I'm from Chestertown. I don't know what I was thinking about, Alan.
You're thinking about going perch fishing or something up in Rock Hall.
Yeah. You're about right there. I think the biggest problem is it's complacency. And
thank you.
And not only that, a lot of people leave it up to the other guy. But
thank
we're running
you.
Out. We're running out of the other guy.
Now, in hunting and fishing issues, who's the other guy?
Well, the other guy's everybody else. That's what they're waiting on. And I think a lot of people don't know how to approach it. In other words, they don't know how to, they've got an opinion, they want to express an opinion, but they really don't know how to go about it.
So they go to a forum on some obscure internet site.
Yeah.
And weigh in on that because they think they've got fellow travelers there in the in that forum. Whatever website it might be for whatever
group. And you're
group.
Correct. It could be a fishing forum, could be a hunting forum. It's the same five guys that are on there that got about 15 posts every day back and forth. I know what you're saying. But, you know,
for all that blowhardiness, do you know how much attention fishing managers, politicians, and hunting managers pay attention to those forums?
None.
Exactly. Exactly right. They have these guys, these managers, these decision makers within the departments get together and they have studies and they have forums of their own where they discuss these types of things. So if you think that you've got a 30-page what do they call it? String, a 30-page post, you know, of 100 posts
right.
online. Do you think it'd make a bit of difference to these people? No, because they totally discount all those comments.
You got it.
You make a comment online on the website to a particular issue and make sense, you know, and put together a cogent argument, they pay attention. Because just here's the process for the new game laws. The concepts are posted. They're given out to the stakeholders. The stakeholders are supposed to take them to the constituents. The constituents are supposed to weigh back in, whether they support them or don't support them. Okay, then the stakeholders come to the meeting. This is what my constituents say. Let's take notes. Let's do this. Once the constituents or the stakeholders make their statements, At the stakeholders meeting, those are all put into the mix. The concepts go from concepts to proposals based on what the stakeholders tell them. The proposals are then put online. The proposals receive public comment, and at the end of the day, there are regulations. Public comments have changed proposals, the regulation from the concept to the proposal to the regulation stage. Public comments have done that. So have stakeholder comments. So the process, at least in wildlife, is a good one. It invites participation. Same way in fisheries. However, on the fishery side, your stakeholders, your sport fish advisory commissioners and your title fish advisory commissioners don't seem to reach out to their constituents to come back with a majority opinion of what their position is. So everybody's in a lurch anyway. Prime example, the 3-rod limit for tidal anglers. You know?
Yep.
The thing was a 2-year process. Stakeholder meeting after stakeholder meeting, public meeting after public meeting, website, everything. Hey, no comment, no problem, no feedback, no pushback. It goes into regulation. Then the tackle shops go, nuts! Oh, you're going to kill my business. How come they slid this in under the radar? You know, wait a minute. Here's the process that we went through. And here's one thing I will tell you. The license agents, the independent tackle shops and gun shops and sporting goods stores and hunting shops have no voice. They have no one to stand up for them because they're not organized.
That's right.
And neither are the sportsmen here in Maryland. We're not organized. We have no person in leadership that steps to the forefront and says, this is what our organization says. This is what our Maryland Hunters organization says. This is what our Maryland Fishermen's organization says. It's fractionalized. They don't trust each other. They fight against each other. They fight against policy. They fight against management. Everybody has DNR in their sights, you know, because they're bad guys and they're all about this or that or the other thing. And it's a mess.
Absolutely.
How am I doing?
You're doing good. Go for it.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Vince. Here's the music. See you next hour. Bye-bye.
You got it. Bye.
Well, wonder if we'll continue this conversation or we'll go on to something else next hour. We'll see. In the meantime, get your questions in queue and call after the news at 410-922-6.